Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, The God of Peace is a God of Power.
Shall we gather at the river?
The God of peace is a God of power. There are four times this phrase appears in the scriptures, and one is in Romans 15:33. Now the God of peace be with you all. The God of peace is able to provide peace, for he alone is the author of peace. Man cannot make peace, because man has a selfish heart. A man has limited knowledge, and when man makes peace as long as he can get things his way. But the Lord is the God of peace, who is the righteous God, and he brings peace. In Romans 16:20, oh, by the way, the God of peace being a God of power being with us. Well, you know the troubles we have within. Our hearts fight against us. Our nature rebels against us, and we are continually in the midst of this warfare. So we need the God of peace to bring peace to our troubled hearts. He needs power to do that, and he does have that power to do so. The resurrected Christ brings and gives to us that power. In Romans 16:20, the God of peace bruises Satan under the foot of the Christian. It says this in the verse, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. As I looked at this verse during an early morning time of reading of the scriptures, the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. And I thought of the contrast, the God of peace bruising Satan. Now, that brings peace for us, but certainly not for the devil. But I further thought of the fact that the devil is not capable of showing mercy, therefore he is not capable of expecting mercy. If you ever have a snake, a poisonous snake that is being killed, I don't suppose the snake hopes that it will get help from another snake or that the person who is killing it will suddenly change his mind. It doesn't have hope outside of itself. It has no arms or legs. And so it is consumed with self, and everything that it believes in seems to be in itself or that which it can get its mouth around to swallow or wrap its body around to choke to death or insert its fangs to inject poison. And that's the serpent. That's the picture of the devil. But the Lord bruises this one, shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. I think along the line of the fact that since the devil is not capable of expecting mercy, since he does not and cannot show mercy, since he is a murderer, he is very much like the person who has the reprobate mind, who is not capable of remorse or repentance or fear of God. They are dead, given over to themselves, and having nothing whereby they may be turned around. So they will not expect peace, and they do not expect mercy. They do not seek forgiveness or salvation or hope. They do not seek heaven. They are consumed with themselves going in their way, and therefore they know nothing of this peace. Therefore, it reminds me very much of the condition of the devil himself. In Philippians 4:9, again, the phrase, the God of peace, is written, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. You know, if you are walking with the Lord and doing what pleases the Lord, your conscience won't be against you. The Holy Spirit of God won't be grieved by actions that are contrary to the way of the Lord. And so you can walk in peace. And thus you can have power in prayer. You can have power in a ministry. And finally, Hebrews 13:20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant. The God of peace is a God of power. Now, if there is no peace with God, then one does not have power. You do not have power for godly living. You are a defeated foe. You're a person who is setting himself or herself up for further discouragement. You must have peace with the God of peace. And when you have peace with him, you'll have power for living that pleases the God of peace. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.